For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got the Dulac report. And so here's what Dulac wrote yesterday. After I said disastrous for Troy Faltanu on Friday night, gives up two sacks, gets hurt, he's not going to start. And Dulac says, not so fast, my friend. Here's what Mr. Dulac wrote. Quote, Steelers don't want to wait any longer with rookie Troy Faltanu, even though they have no other choice right now. After 3 weeks of training camp and just one preseason game, they are ready to hand the starting right tackle job over to their number one draft choice. They plan to start him in Saturday night's preseason game against the Buffalo Bills and leave him there for the start of the regular season until he injured his knee Friday night against the Houston Texans. That will leave Broderick Jones, last year's first-round pick, to battle incumbent Dan Moore Jr. for the starting left tackle position. For now, though, Jones will remain at right tackle until Faltanu returns. Faltanu will miss the final two preseason games, but with 2 weeks in between until the start of the regular season, he is expected to be ready for September 8th in Atlanta. There's a lot going on there in that report. First of all, I do have a hard time believing it. Not that they weren't planning on starting him against Buffalo. That makes sense. That is ascension. You want to give him an opportunity. But I can't just ignore that he's going to miss the final two preseason games, is going to miss training camp, going to miss this joint practice, and still think that Mike Tomlin, of all people, is just going to give him the starting right tackle job. It just doesn't make sense for the way that we know that Tomlin has always operated.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that drives me nuts is that they still look at it as a battle at left tackle between Jones and Dan Moore Jr. And then the other thing that kind of, frankly, ticks me off is that in the interim, even though those two guys are battling at left tackle, you're going to have Broderick Jones play right tackle. Make this make sense for me, please.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
It doesn't make any sense, but I guess we have to see how they roll out there. Like, I mean, you would think that you would stick, and I know that Jeff said, and we asked him basically the same question. He said the easy answer is that Dan Moore Jr. can't play right tackle. Well, so be it. He's probably not going to be a tackle at all.
Right.
He's going to be a backup tackle or not on this roster. So you put your first-round pick of last year, whose natural position is left tackle, at left tackle. Say it's a competition, because just in case you want to make Dan Moore Jr. a trade piece or you want to get something for him, say that he's still competing for that job, so it looks like he's playing at a high level. I get that PR move right there. But, you know, if the end of the day is going to be Faltanu at right and Broderick at left, then why not put Broderick at left right now, unless you just want to get him more reps at right just in case something does happen? I don't know. I can't make sense of it, but I think at the end of the day, it'll all play itself out, and what we know is Faltanu at right, Broderick at left. Either Dan Moore's not on the roster, or he's a swing tackle.
Yeah, you see, that's the good thing to take out of this.
Like, who cares if he can't play right tackle? Put him there in preseason.
Yes!
Who cares?
I don't give a rat's ass if Dan Moore Jr. is not as good of a right tackle as he is a left tackle. If you get everything you want and Faltanu is healthy enough to be your starting right tackle day one against Atlanta September 8th, and Broderick Jones is your left tackle, don't you at least want to work Dan Moore Jr. at right tackle in the interim? Because he's going to be your swing tackle
right. If
you don't trade him. And I don't think they're going to trade him at this point. They could. We saw it happen last year. Two offensive linemen. They ship out basically around the same time. But if Dan Moore is my swing tackle, Okay, you think he sucks at right tackle. I'm sure he does, because he's not a great right. He's not a great left tackle. So if they don't think he's good at right, that means he's really not good at right. But I'd at least like to get him some reps there, because, again, Feltonu not healthy. At some point, an offensive lineman could get hurt, and I'd at least want to cross-train my guy, Dan Moore Jr., at right. It doesn't make sense. And now you're holding Broderick Jones back. You're holding him back. He was pretty good last year, particularly run blocking at right tackle. And that you can draw a direct line to when he got inserted for Chooks to when their run game took off. Great. But that's where he played.
Mm-hmm.
And while he's a natural left, we've said all along, he didn't play a ton of tackle overall in college. He was a project. So why not let him get the lion's share at left tackle to warm up to this thing? So I'm definitely encouraged that young guy, Feltonu, we think he's good. Jerry even wrote they think he's their second best offensive lineman right now. Great. So play him day one. Fabulous. Hooray, hurrah. We'll get Broderick ready to be your left tackle, your starting left tackle day one.
If I was Dan Moore Jr., I'd want to play right, even though that there's tape of me not playing right well. It shows my worth, at least around the league. If I do get released, I could play right and left. Like, I would want to play right, not just left.
I'm with you on that. If not for now, then at the end of the year when you're a free agent.
Right.
Like, even though he's not a great NFL left tackle, he's played a bunch. He's been healthy. He's going to have value here or elsewhere. But you do get more value if you're both. Because he might not get signed to be someone starting left tackle. He might because there's not a lot of great offensive linemen in this league. But at worst, you're trying to latch on someplace else at the end of the year as a swing guy. But if you've never played right or you haven't played well, I'd want that to be on tape against the Bills. Have me at right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
They're ultimately, I think, going to get to the right place.
Yeah.
But the way they get there is like bastardized and all screwed up.
It's very, very odd, which I do think that, you know, on Saturday, we will see the combination of both.
Yeah.
That's just, you have to do your due diligence as a team by doing that. Like, I don't see Broderick just staying at right and then he's out of the game in the second half and that's it.
Right.
Like, he has to play some left.
Yeah.
Has to. Right? I mean, what are we doing?
I would like him to play left tackle against the best the Buffalo Bills have to offer, though.
Yes.
Like, I don't want it to be a couple of series with the ones for Dan Moore, and then when it's backups in there, it's Broderick Jones at left tackle. You would hope that he would go out there and push dudes around, and that'd be nice to see. But I want to know if he can hold up against the best of the best. We just saw it with Feltonu. You know, it was your first game in the NFL, under the lights, and Danielle Hunter gets the best of you, and Kyle Williams has 70 sacks in his career. Okay.
Yeah, that's gonna happen.
It's going to happen, and it's a learning experience. Afford Broderick Jones the same opportunity to learn, even if it means that you don't succeed on the left side against starters. What are we doing here?
Unless they just meant like he's going to start a tackle and he might be the left tackle.
Who?
Feltonu. Unless maybe right tackle was kind of blown out of proportion. I don't know. I mean, Jerry has been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. Not saying that Jerry's wrong, but maybe they're like he's going to be a starter at tackle. And maybe it's the left tackle. Because, I mean, I saw a rep of Broderick Jones get whooped off the ball at left tackle that somebody sent me.
Yeah.
So maybe they're like, all right, we feel comfortable Broderick at right. It's the competition's at left, but there's not a competition. And maybe Feltonu would just be the left tackle and not the right, and Broderick would be the right.
I think he's going to be the left.
Who?
Broderick.
I do too, but I'm just trying to figure this out.
Make sense of a situation that doesn't make a ton of sense. I mean, the only thing now as we're talking this out that makes some sense is maybe they're not as optimistic as this report would indicate that Feltonu will be ready and able to go against Atlanta. And so what's your best chance to win that game? Your best chance to win that game is probably Broderick doing what he showed he was good at last year, and Dan Moore showing the only thing that we've ever seen him be fairly, if that successful, at left tackle.
Right. So, like, I mean, not a doctor, but I've had about three MCL sprains. MCL sprains take about maybe 2-3 weeks. Maybe they're planning for if he's not ready to play right tackle against Atlanta, maybe he takes an extra, you know, couple days and isn't ready, then this is the unit that we're going to go out with Broderick at right and Dan Moore.
Yeah, and that part does make sense.
Yeah.
You've got to win a game, and you won games last year with Broderick at right and Dan Moore at left. So that makes sense.
Right.
I would just be mixing and matching more than they are right now. And I would want Broderick to get a ton of work at left tackle if that is where they really think he'll eventually wind up. All right, so that's trying to make heads or tails of that.
I think we did decent
there. I think we did very well.
Hit every angle, and I don't see any other angle that's out there that could be a possibility.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.